Whole Lot of Nonsense, Audio Boo 11. Good afternoon, everyone. Oh, man, it has been a long, trying, and painful day. Not because of personal issues, entirely because of work issues. So, I'm just glad to take 3 minutes out of my day and think about those changes that I can make to help make the world a better place. What small things can I do to improve my life and the life of those around me? Well, the big thing that we've been working on this week has been making those small changes and tracking those small changes. Yesterday in the album art for the show, I'm not sure if anyone noticed that I had put in a picture of my new device that I've been wearing for the last couple of days, which is the Jawbone Up. Full disclosure, it was purchased at the behest of my company so I can do evaluations for it for social media and healthcare usage. I work at Novartis. Any of the opinions expressed here are mine and mine alone and do not reflect those of my employer. I know that's a long thing to say, but basically what it points out is that I'm doing some of this testing and experimentation with tracking things through healthcare devices because I'm curious whether or not they'll actually help people improve their lives, improve the quality of their healthcare, improve the way that they track and make health changes with regard to, you know, social media and technology. So that's part of what I do for a living. So I had my up, and I had gone through and was trying to see if I could activate my up along with my Daily Feats account. And it wasn't entirely clear if I had done it. I wasn't sure. I exchanged emails with some people at Daily Feats. Thank you, Veer, for all the help with that. And discovered that I had, in fact, linked the two systems, that the button on the Daily Feats account did exactly what it was supposed to do and linked me up, and I started seeing things in the feed. So now when I go out and I walk, or I sleep well, or I get up early, or I post pictures and validate the food that I've been eating, that's going to show up in my Daily Feats feed. So it's a really useful tool at this point to be able to go through and see what I'm doing and how I'm tracking changes. Now, not everybody can do that, and we know that not everybody has the funding to plunk down $100 for this device that I'm wearing on my arm. But if you look at Daily Feats and you look at the types of things that are recommended, you could use a regular, you know, chocolate bar phone and text in your things. You could be using a smartphone or the web interface or any of a number of things. So don't let the technology get in your way of making those changes. So for today, think about how you can make changes without relying heavily on technology. And I will talk to you all tomorrow.